The recent news, the big news, is that Arizona, the Arizona State Board for Charter Schools, has approved Unbound Academy. And again, this is big news, although it was approved narrowly, because this is the first kind of school of its kind, a virtual charter school that's AI-driven, and it's set to open in the fall of 2025. It's going to be serving grades 4 through 8 right now, and it's going to enroll about 250 students. And now this is the educational model. It's a two-hour learning model in which these students are going to receive core academic instruction through AI-powered platforms. So it's really just testing and seeing how well students can learn from an AI system, an AI teacher that, interestingly, will continuously adapt lessons based on how the students are receiving them. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with a Christmas Day episode of the AI Marketing Navigator for you. Merry Christmas to all and any who celebrate. And today we will be particularly quick with our episode because Santa did, in fact, visit last night and we have much merrymaking to do today. So I'm going to dive right in. Today we're going to be talking about the latest news about Unbound Academy, which is a new AI-driven educational initiative that originally started as a high-end private school called Alpha, actually, in the state of Texas. And interestingly, it was actually modeled after Tesla's business strategy of premium product-led growth, of all things. The reason I wanted to talk about it today, though, is because it represents a huge shift in education that brings AI into the fold. And it's very reminiscent of Eureka, which was an education initiative started by Andre Karpathy that we talked about very early on in the AI Marketing Navigator. And it might be due for a follow-up, actually, to check in on Eureka, now that we're talking about AI and education again in regards to Unbound Academy. So we'll talk a little bit about the educational system and how it brings AI into the school. But the recent news, the big news, is that Arizona, the Arizona State Board for Charter Schools, has approved Unbound Academy. And again, this is big news, although it was approved narrowly, because this is the first kind of school of its kind, a virtual charter school that's AI-driven, and it's set to open in the fall of 2025. It's going to be serving grades 4 through 8 right now, and it's going to enroll about 250 students. And now this is the educational model. It's a two-hour learning model in which these students are going to receive core academic instruction through AI-powered platforms. So it's really just testing and seeing how well students can learn from an AI system, an AI teacher that, interestingly, we'll continuously adapt lessons based on how the students are receiving them, whether their response accuracy is increasing or decreasing, how well they're responding to lesson plans or educational content, the way that they're learning and engaging, the duration with which they're engaging when being taught. Much like we've talked about one-to-one marketing and how AI is going to empower and enable that, what if AI is going to enable true one-to-one education, where instead of having to teach our students and our children 1 to 30 or 1 to 35 or more, we have true one-to-one education? You'll even be able to do things like track the emotional feedback of a student during an AI learning session. We've talked a lot about biometrics and emotional body language monitoring and signaling that AI can pick up. Now, the school will be using very specific AI and AI models, specifically Khan Academy and IXL, with their lesson plans to create this custom content. It will not be using chatbots that we've come to know, like ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude. It will be using strictly educational AI. And then after the two-hour AI-guided morning session, students would then go on to participate in life skills workshops like teamwork and leadership, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, public speaking, social skills. So it's definitely and very much a shift and a different approach to how we educate and prepare children. And the organizational structure is a little strange when you look at the Unbound Academy. Again, it operates as Alpha schools in Texas and Florida, and then these schools are making very bold claims being made about how well the students learn compared to the standard school model. So you have Unbound Academy in Arizona, you have the Alpha schools in Texas and Florida, and these schools are replacing traditional teachers with quote-unquote guides who are said to provide emotional support and motivation, monitor student progress, facilitate the afternoon workshops, but distinctly and very specifically not provide direct academic instruction. Obviously, for a lot of reasons, there are a variety of reactions, concerning and controversial, that have arisen. And I think that's certainly worthy of debate and discussion within the education community, whether or not an education system like this would, in fact, be healthy and constructive. And the parenting community and everybody needs to come together to truly investigate this. And as to the long-term effects and whether or not this is an effective way to shift education. Now, we're not in the business of making those determinations here on the AI Marketing Navigator. We just talk about how AI is going to change the society that we are marketing in. But critics of the program are questioning the lack of human interaction or the limited human interaction that would be taking place in this learning environment, the heavy reliance on AI, which is a very common concern when it comes to AI interaction and engagement in general, not just in the education space. And experts certainly remain skeptical about the marketing claims of the schools and the fact that they claim double the learning efficacy and efficiency of a traditional school. And that in one way is at least that we're tying this episode back to marketing, and that the marketers for these schools at Unbound Academy and Alpha Schools are being very aggressive in their messaging and pitching the program. So again, there's no denying that this represents a significant shift in the educational landscape, in this case in Arizona, but for the future of the country as well. And depending on the implementation and the success, the program could expand in the future to K through 8 based on the observations. And at the very least, I am intrigued to see how the integration of AI into education will work and how it would look, whether that's traditional education and traditional schooling or at the Unbound Academy or the Alpha Schools. Again, not here to claim that Unbound Academy or Alpha are the answers to education by any means. I think that would be certainly preemptive and in a very simplified way of viewing things. But when you talk about using AI to create completely personalized one-to-one learning paths, that definitely perks my interest. Okay, like I said, this was going to be a quick episode. Just wanted to bring you some news in AI every day, like we've been doing through the course of this show. In this case, we're talking about the way that AI is very likely going to change or at least guide the future of education. But it is time to go spend some time with the AI Marketing Navigator family. Like I said, I hope if you celebrate the holidays or if you are celebrating, you are having a great, safe, and peaceful one. And whether you're spending this time with friends or family or not, I certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.